Welcome back to episode 2. Today we are talking about from Friends to...
Well, I gotta say it.
Because you're the one that came up with the silly title. We need to introduce ourselves again, too. I'm Patrice. This is Ian. We've been married 19 years. We got married when we were 19 years old. And we're sharing our marriage, our life, our relationship with you guys on here for your viewing pleasure.
20 years of...
love.
And some other stuff.
And laughter.
Yeah, laughter.
Love, laughter.
And some other stuff. It ain't always love and laughter.
It is not always love and laughter. However, we gotta share.
It's still awesome, though. So don't think. Like, don't listen to people. They be like, why you get married? How you get married? I don't do that.
That's how
like,
they sound.
Don't listen to people.
That's how they sound. Yeah. Be like, yeah. All right. So we left off telling you guys like how we became a couple. And so after that, we basically spent my high school graduation was coming up. I graduated in 98, and he was a year behind me. So he was going to graduate in 99. So I was off to school. So I graduated from high school. He was there for the graduation. We spent pretty much the entire summer. If we weren't at work, we were together. Right? So
together at work,
because we still worked at the same restaurant, grocery store. So we ended up, I feel like we would, I mean, like, it was just a really good time. Mm-hmm. Like, either I was at your place or you was at my place, or we were on the lake or at the movies or something. Like, the dating,
somewhere just out,
dating was really fun. Mm-hmm. And so there were like, there were no issues.
Cooch on the camera?
No, it's not that kind of show.
Look like we're gonna have to look at that again.
It's not.
If it is, we're gonna get paid for it.
Listen,
all right, go.
We're not getting paid for this. So we just had we did a lot of everything. So we've always been like an active couple. Like we weren't just a kind of sit down and just hang out. We weren't a Netflix and chill, even though Netflix and chill wasn't a thing then. We weren't a
Blockbuster.
Blockbuster
and VHS and chill.
Yeah, so we used to do a lot of fun stuff, though. I will say that, like, we've always had, like, a more adventurous relationship than not. Always wanted to do the more fun things. However, I do want to share this story with you, like, of our dating life, right? So keep in mind, we were in high school, just finished high school, and neither one of us had a place. I did have a car, but neither one of us had a place to, like, call our own, right? So what we would do would be on Sunday mornings. Why are you laughing?
We going to hell, man. We going to hell for real.
So on Sunday mornings, I would tell my mama that I was going to church with him. And he would tell his mama and his grandma that he was going to church with me.
And we'd be gone. What were you doing?
And we'd be...
What we skip church for?
So we used to skip church to go have sex. No, it was the only time that nobody was home. And then we'd get like, and then like, when church was over, we'd come back and our parents would be like, oh, how was church? It was great.
It was cool.
What'd the preacher talk about? Oh,
you know.
Same old stuff. Same shit.
Yeah, word.
That was pretty much it. That was pretty much it, right?
Yeah, I mean, then we went hung out.
And then we go hang out and
what?
Repeat. Then nobody can see anything. Alright. But no, so like our friendship really just carried over into the relationship. But we just spent an incredible amount of time together, and that's the way we got our intimate moments in, by lying about going to church. You know what I'm saying? It's a time. sounds so, so bad. It sounds bad. Horrible. But you gotta do what you gotta do. We ain't had no money. No money, wasn't no hotels, and I'm like, none of that was gonna happen. So then, this is the moment when I knew that I was in over my head. Because remember, I said that I wasn't looking for any relationships. I wasn't trying to get involved with anybody because I knew I was going away from school, and school was gonna be my escape from New Orleans. I was getting out of New Orleans by any means necessary. Well, he came to help me move in. And when it was like ugly cry.
Yeah, it was.
It was, but you cried too like a bitch.
No.
But he came to help me move in, and he cried too. No. Well, I was not the only one with tears, so you didn't cry at all?
No, it was like a little...
Boy, whatever. He cried like a punk. So, but that, it was like that moment that I knew. That was when I knew that I was like, okay, no, I really, really, I more than like this dude. I don't know. I just was like, I wasn't ready for you to leave, and I knew that I wasn't going to see you like every day, all day. So it was going to be a huge change.
That's
in.
Probably how you messed up then. Spending the whole summer like that.
It wasn't a mess up.
No, I'm saying, like, if you wanted to get rid of me,
I know.
To do it wasn't spending all your damn time with me for the summer.
You were a habit. You were a pretty good habit.
So you needed a patch.
I guess.
Or a shot or something.
It's a 12-step program to detox from your ass. So he brought me to school, moved in, and while I did great that semester, it was just like every time I could get home, I was going home or he was coming up. Remember that time you came up for the comedy show? It was supposed to be a comedy show, and it didn't happen because it was a hurricane. It was a hurricane, so the show got canceled, and so we just basically spent the time in the dorm room and just hanging out and stuff around campus. And then I ended up dropping out of college that very next semester, not because of him, but because of it was a lot of stuff going on with my mom and my sister. So I ended up coming home to help out and really never left after that. Like, I ended up staying in New Orleans and just kind of, moved back in with my mom, was helping her with my sisters, and so then I'm, like, closer. So Ian was still going to school. I was working. Ian was still in high school, and then we were still, like, you know, whenever he was out of school, whenever we were working, wasn't working or wasn't in school, we were together. And then I remember that Ian's mom went out of town, so I had came. I think I was still like going to school a little bit, but not really. This was before I officially dropped. So I was home that weekend, and so we were same old. Went by his house. We were chilling. There was a storm in the Gulf of Mexico. So storm in the Gulf of Mexico basically means that the city is going to semi-shut down, but not really, because we'll just be on storm watch. And so we were just kind of hanging out. And then I remember his auntie who lived with him woke up pissy drunk and was like, "What y'all doing in here?" And we were just... There was a whole lot of sex going on between the two of us, but at that particular time, we were sitting on the sofa in the living room watching TV. Like, nothing was happening. She came out in, like, this rage and just was, like, cussing and throwing stuff. And, you know, eventually she was, like, she put us out. And keep in mind, there's a storm in the Gulf. So we get put out. I go home. And so then, like, once I got home, I'm like, he's gonna have to stay tonight because I'm not going back out in the storm to the east. You know, I was like, I'm not doing it. And besides, if I go back, it's probably gonna be even more bullcrap. So we end up going. My mama called. Your auntie called. My mom was talking about, you need to send Ian back home. And my mom was like, if you want him to come home, you're gonna have to come get him. And at that moment, I was like, oh, hell. Because my mama was one of those people, like, you don't date, you ain't, you know. And she just was very conservative in that sort of in that thing, but she had like a huge heart and always wanted to help somebody. So Ian showed up on the door, pretty much evicted. And Ian, I think you ended up staying at the house that whole weekend. So when his mom got back, I think by that time you had went to go stay with your grandma for a little while. So when your mama got back, she was like, "You're gonna come home and you're gonna deal with it." And I remember, I went to drop you off at your house, and before I could get out the parking lot, you was talking about some "come back and get me." I never even made it out the parking lot. And you got back in the car, and I think you moved in with your grandma at that point. So, I think from then on, I think you were doing, like, you know, trying to go, because your grandma lived, his grandma lived uptown, and then he was going to school in the east. And for a good while, that was like a 45 minute to an hour ride on a bus.
Nah, it was like at least an hour on a bus.
Yeah.
It was like 35 minutes of the car.
Yeah, so, you ended up, did you move in before you dropped out?
I think that was after.
So he ends up moving in. I can't remember if he dropped out before or after, but he ends up basically, now he's living with his grandma, and his grandma got old school rules, like, in by this time, you ain't gonna be, you know, hanging out all times of the night. And not that we were like street runners, but, you know, it was like old school rules. So,
not the new grandmas, but the old
right,
grandmas.
The real grandmas. So, we ended up, some kind of way, I was like, at this point, I'm like officially done with college. Not done as in graduated, but done as in completely dropped out. No longer a student. I have defaulted on every year. Like, it's
discontinued.
Done. Discontinue my educational pursuits. And so we ended up going to, I think you and I were talking about moving in, but some kind of way, I asked my mama if you could stay with us. And she shocked the shit out of me by saying yes.
She shocked me too, sure.
So yeah, so
I
now
think she figured I wasn't gonna be there all day every day. You know, I used to work all damn day.
Yeah.
Overtime and all that, so
yeah.
She was like, I see she liked this nigga, so I guess I'd have to stay here.
So we ended
up, I mean, I was paying rent, so I wasn't like a freeloader.
Yeah. So we were staying with my mama and my sisters for a while. But then I think my sisters were completely off the chain and they will not be discussed anymore on this channel. So eventually it just became too much living there, not because of my mama or anything, but just because of like the chaos in the house, with my siblings. So we ended up, getting our own apartment. So now we're in our apartment and we were so happy to be in this place. It was like the first time, I want to say, that either of us had true, like, peace. Because there's nobody, like, telling us where to go, when to go, how to go. And what were we, like, 18-ish?
I think both of us were 18.
We were 18. Were we working at the airport at the time? So we were working at the airport, making decent money for a college dropout and a high school dropout. So we were working at the airport, and we had moved into this apartment. And it was a great apartment. Except for the big ass Nutri-Rats that they tried
to
say.
She said it was an otter.
It was a Nutri-Rat. Look up a Nutri-Rat. That's what it was.
That lady said it was an otter.
That lady was a lie. She didn't tell us about them, the otters, the friendly neighborhood otters, until after we signed the lease for 6 months. So, on my end, I was like, I knew that I didn't want to be no live-in girlfriend forever. Because I've seen that enough, right? And I also knew that I wasn't going to be no baby mama.
Hey.
What?
What's the title of this thing?
From Fans to Fucking.
We just randomly talking.
Okay, so let's talk.
So we've been fucking we've been fucking since the beginning of the video.
What you mean?
From the church house.
I know.
So we've been fucking. So what's the from friends to fucking?
I don't know, but maybe we don't call it From Friends to Fucking.
Yeah, we'll have to change the title. So.
I don't even want to do this video anymore. We need a topic.
We'll just change the topic. Go ahead, keep going.
To what?
Something. Come on.
Like what?
First apartment or whatever.
Okay. So how we end up moving in together.
Bam.
Okay. So now we are living together. And now we're living together. And I didn't want to... Like, I knew I didn't want to be, like, a living girlfriend. I didn't want to just be shacking up for real. And I knew I didn't want to be a baby mom, which was, you know, I just assumed that was, like, next steps, right? Because we were doing a whole lot of having sex and, you know, things happen, but I didn't want to be that girl. So, in my head, I was like, if we're not, like, engaged by the time it's time to renew the lease, then either I'm gonna have to leave or he's gonna have to leave. But one way or the other, I wasn't gonna still be with him. But I never told him that. That was just like my internal plan. Like, don't end up being that girl that you see all the time around. You know, they've been living together for 6 or 7 years, still ain't got no ring, got 7 kids, got everything that a marriage should have except the legal papers and the actual commitment, right? So, how did you feel about moving in? Because did you know that?
About moving in or about the whole...
My feelings about moving in.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I didn't know none of that, so...
What were your thoughts moving in?
I don't know, I just thought it was cool. It was kicking it.
And you was okay just living with somebody and not having a commitment?
For a while, yeah.
So we had two totally different
right.
You know, thoughts behind like what living together meant, and I don't think it was necessarily discussed, but I know we moved
nah,
in
it wasn't, discussed at,
it wasn't
all.
Discussed at all, but it was like we were both living with my mom and we wanted to get out of that house, and it just made sense for us to do it to live together because he didn't have a place to stay and I definitely wanted out of my mama's house, and we were both working together, and I the relationship was good. Like, we got along, we didn't argue, we didn't fight about much of anything, we were just really having a really good time. And so we had we moved into the house, we had gotten furniture, first little revolving credit line,
at the furniture store.
Why you couldn't go in there?
Because you didn't want me to go in there and pay the bill.
Oh. So
that's a whole other video.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna talk about finances and some of the bull crap decisions we made. So we had we moved and stuff. We probably got the keys, and it was like the furniture wasn't gonna be delivered for a few days later. And we were so content, had to made a pallet on the floor. We were just so happy to be in our own spot.
It was peaceful as hell, though.
It was so peaceful. It was probably the first time that we didn't have to worry about like nobody taking our stuff, waking up in like a drunken rage. It was just peace. It was just the two of us. So, in a lot of ways, it was like us moving in together was out of survival. Really, it was like a survival move, a survival technique or something, you know, just we banded together because it was like, okay, we need each other and not like loved each other, but needed each other.
Right. And so it happened to work, I guess.
Yeah. And so I'm trying to think of I remember one time Ian is always he's always been very, very patient with me to like the point where I used to, you know, do stuff, and I could be very dramatic, and I would, you know, tears would fall at the drop of a dime, like, ugly cry. And I remember one time, I think we had gotten into it about something, what, I'm not sure of, and I was so used to him always being like, look, I'm sorry, or, you know, let me make it better, or just whatever, like accommodating my foolishness. And so however, that time he didn't, and I just got so angry, I stormed out the house, boom,
slammed the door.
And I stormed in my car because I'm like, and you know, I'm talking shit, and every single body that I called, nobody was home, and the people that did answer the phone was like, you can take your ass back home. So I had to take my ass back to that apartment with my tail tucked in between my legs because I had nowhere to go. And when I got there, he still was not catering to my ass. He still was like, I'm not doing it today. I'm putting my foot down. And it was the first time that he really had set some boundaries with me. And I did not know how to take it. I slept on a futon that night, back hurting and everything. But I was just like, just beside myself with disbelief that he would, how dare he tell me no. And for the rest of our relationship, the remaining shit, we weren't even married. Then we've been married 19 years. So we've probably been together 20 some odd years. And I would say for the remainder of our relationship, he's still been very consistent in that. Like, he allows me freedom to do a whole bunch of stuff, but it's like whenever he finally says no, at least now I know that when he says no, that means I've gone too far and I need to rein it on back in. But it took me a while to get to that point. So thank you for being patient with me.
She was going to get your head cracked.
I probably was. I really probably was.
Yeah, seriously.
So that was a first time like boundaries were put into place. I don't know how long this video is gonna be. It was 20 minutes now.
20 minutes right now, so
we probably need to start wrapping it up. But financially, in this apartment, we were straight. I will say that we both were working. We were talking about the car ring. And we
some of our brand new cars we was driving around in. Dude, I had a ticket in that car and everything, bro. I was like, oh shit, I'm about to get locked up.
Alright, this is gonna be the end of the story. Alright.
We'll detail this story next time.
Are we gonna end it? We gonna tell it now or no?
You can do a piece of it. But we'll detail it later.
Maybe we'll just save it for another video.
Next. Hey, let's just say we used to work at a car rental.
No.
All right, the next door.
So we'll tell y'all next time on the next video. But that is pretty much how we moved into from friends to fucking, but it ended up being like our first apartment together and the first time he told me no. But and the next time we'll tell you about the car theft ring and we'll tell you about the car theft ring and what else I'm trying to go in chronological order for you guys, but also please, if you have any questions or would like to advice or a different perspective or hear our perspectives on like a situation that you're dealing with in your relationship, then ask us in your DMs and we'll give you our opinions on the next video.
I will say though, for like couples, you have to set boundaries early. Like if you're gonna start saying no, you gotta do that shit early, cause it's gonna take a while. So whatever you plan on doing, it's like when you start dating. If you start buying all shit, you're gonna have to keep buying all shit. So whatever you plan on doing, do it early. It makes it easier.
Things we've learned over the course of 19 years.
Set your boundaries early.
Boundaries within a relationship are healthy. Like this,
you have to have boundaries.
Yeah, you have to have boundaries. Especially, yeah, definitely have to have boundaries. Because
you gotta have boundaries.
Yep, I agree. I don't like when the boundaries are being enforced on me, though.
Of course you don't. Next time.
All right. So we will catch y'all on the next video. We're gonna try and keep these up on a weekly basis. Full videos, because this right now we're at 24 minutes. So the full videos will always be up on YouTube, and then we'll just trim down whatever's on Instagram so that it fits within their 10-minute mark. Thanks again for watching this video, and next time we'll try to be a little bit more concise.
A little bit more what?
Concise.
What's that?
Short. To the point.
Tell people to go to college.
Concise. Good night.